Doing it. This is video 27, 30 videos in 30 days. And today's tip is stop and celebrate. Now, throughout our podiatry career, we are going to hit all these different milestones. And we've all got goals or things that we want to achieve in our career. And as we do that, I think it's really important to just stop and celebrate some of those small wins along the way. So if you've just set up your podiatry business, at the end of your first month, you should celebrate that, wow, I've been in business now for a month. And remember, it's the best month you've had so far with the number of patients that have come through. It's the biggest turnover that you've had so far. But then the following month, it may be better. And if it is, celebrate that small win. And every month after that, if you do better than you did the month before, whether it's patient numbers or it's a particular service that you've wanted to increase, or you could be looking at purely at just turnover, celebrate those wins along the way. Don't forget to celebrate. You just got to stop and celebrate. When you get your first new team member join you, that is a huge milestone when you employ somebody else. I mean, if you're at the moment, you're a solo practitioner, you haven't employed another podiatrist yet, I tell you, but it may be something you don't want to do. If that's fine, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But if you do want to do that and you employ someone, celebrate, because that is part of the journey. So through your whole podiatry career, whether you're employed by somebody else or you're self-employed, is look at every time there's a small achievement, stop and celebrate all those small wins instead of just waiting for the big win. And I know we all have these big goals and ambitions that we want to achieve down the track, and you've got to have them there. You've got to have something that's constantly pushing you. But I think it's really important to just, there's little milestones, there's little things that you tick off along the way that you may feel insignificant, but I think if you get in the habit of celebrating them or stopping and celebrating, and then also when you've got a bit of a team, every time you hit a new milestone, you stop and celebrate it, you're creating a culture in your business and you're creating a culture within yourself because it's something to look forward to. So that's a tip today. Celebrate the small wins, but just remember to stop and celebrate so you can enjoy those small wins along the way. Okay, talk to you tomorrow.